this was his had drugs all around the, you know, and that was his consulting room back here. I had a place where they could lie down as patients and that, but then there'd be paling fence around all of it, see.
I'm interested in where was the parlor? This would be a
up here. You see, there was a, this was covered, see, and you walked up in. That was the parlor with the whatnot in the corner. Now that was this, that was the grandfather Kegler's home. This other was a big old home built way back before the Civil War. It was a big house like that, and the kitchen was right here like that. I remember the kitchen. It had a hole and went right through it, a big hole, big double doors here. And it was on a bedroom there, that, and that was the dining room.
Kitchen, and this would be the kitchen.
Yeah.
And did you have a little room off the kitchen to store things?
Well, no.
Be a plunder?
Well, but, back here they had this, there's a building here they used for storing stuff in, and also it doubled as a smokehouse. That was back then. And out behind, way back here, was an enormous barn.
Anything that you call a pantry?
Well, they had a pantry here in the dining room. There was a, had big double doors on it. With shelves right in here, that was the pantry right there. Mm-hmm. And these were all...
In other words, it was built in really more than a room. It was a, something built into the,
into
the room.
Stuck out into the room. And that over the dining room table was a punkah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it, they went out the window here, and Nigger boy had to pull the punkah the whole time. And I remember that. They remember that it was, you know, just supposed to fly and keep you cool and keep the flies off. They were heard of screams. And they finally would slow down. My grandfather, Hepper! He'd holler out the window that, that thing would pick up. The nigger boy would forget about it and he'd gradually slow down. He'd turn around and holler out the window. See, the thing hung on the ceiling in a pulley, you know, and it hung down. I'm watching.
Oh, you do?
Did you meet with Chris yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
hi, you. Good
are
to
you?
See you.
I'm watching this. It
well, put it down. It's so damn. We just waited an hour for it running.
The shower coming down.
Yeah.
The weather's impossible to predict. The newspaper this morning said nice, sunny today and tomorrow. But,
on editorial said, but it was so rare as a day in June.
You
couldn't
right.
tell what it was going to be.
An hour before.
Well, I see this pumpkin was like that and had streams of paper. Paper, you know, down here. And that thing worked on a pulley up here in the ceiling, and the string went up the pulley and out the window. And the nigger boy stood out here on the ground and pulled it during every meal. And that's the way the thing hung like that. P-U-N-K-H, I believe. How you spell punka, Louise? Punka. The punka, over the dining room table we used to have.
Oh, punka. P-U-N-K-H.
Yeah. I knew it was a punka. That was the punka. And then there was a big porch. I forgot about the porch.
There's a big porch on this house.
Yeah, I forgot about the porch. Yeah, here's the porch stuck away out like this. And this porch stood out like this with columns, you know. And the steps here, went up steps up to a flight of steps.
And this, I'm thinking about a porch. Suppose you have a little roof over a door. Do you have a name?
Entry. That was the entry.
Entry. They didn't use stoop.
No, we didn't use stoop. First time I heard stoop was when I went up to Poughkeepsie to school.
Uh-huh.
And I remember coming back from church, coming back from school one day, one of the girls sat down, that old landlady come out, who's that girl sitting on my stoop? And I never heard the word stoop before until she said stoop.
Uh-huh.
I said, you mean the steps? Stoop.
Uh-huh.
Because this was, then there was a back porch. Oh, I forgot about the back porch. A back porch. And then the steps, yeah. And that house is still standing, and it's in terrible shape. It's about to fall out up there last summer. It's terrible. Nobody lives in it. No.